Hey everyone, this is Dave, and this is Left Off the Dial, episode number 148 on February 3rd, 2016, right here on CFUZ Peach City Radio. And also welcome to all of our listeners in St. John, New Brunswick, on local FM 107.3. I'm not flying solo today, but I am flying solo, sort of, because Ian, my co-host, my regular co-host, is not here, but special guest host Dr. Tim Robichaud is here with me today to help play some tunes for you.
Hey, Radioland.
Tim is a friend, and we have many musical tastes that are similar, and Tim actually also is going to do a show here on Peach City Radio. We're looking forward to that.
Yeah, in a year now.
That's right. But without further ado, let's get into some tunes. We're going to start off, and you know, Tim is a recent transplant to Canada, so I thought I'd play a whole bunch of Canadian tunes today, mixed in with some other stuff, but we're going to give Tim a little education on some great new Canadian indie today. So we're going to start it off with this 2015 release from Dilly Dally. The album is called Soar, the song is called The Touch, right here on Left Off the Dial.
Can't see the girl.
Brand new stuff from Ty Segall. That's off of 2016's Emotional Mugger. The song is Breakfast Edge. And before that was Toronto's very own Dilly Dally with The Touch off their album Soar. You mentioned that Ty Segall has another album out in January called Fuzz 2.
Yeah, he has this other band called Fuzz.
Okay.
They actually had this guitar pedal that was a fuzz pedal, and they just liked it so much. They all play the same thing, and they call their band Fuzz.
They all play the same. They all play through the same pedal, or yep. They all have their own version of it.
The Fuzz War pedal. Pick one up at your local dealer. Do you think Ty's related to Steven?
I don't know. Is it spelled? I think it's spelled differently.
Know, probably.
We'll have to. I don't know. I haven't seen a picture of him recently, but if he has a black ponytail, there might be a chance.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe he's into martial arts.
Probably.
Let's move on. What do we got coming up next here? It looks like we're going to go across the pond to England. Brand new release from a band called Daughter. The album is called Not to Disappear, and the song is called No Care. And right after that, we're going to follow it up with some Courtney Barnett right here on Left Off the Dial.
Should look out further. I guess it wouldn't hurt us. We don't have to be around all these coffee shops. Now we got that percolator. Never made a latte greater. I'm saving $23 a week. Drive to a house in Preston. We see police arresting a man with his hand in a bag. How's that for first impressions? This place seems depressing. lot of room for storage if you've just got one. And it's going pretty cheap, you say. Well, it's a deceased estate. Aren't the pressed metal ceilings great? Then I see the handrail in the shower, a collection of those canisters for coffee, tea and flour, and a photo of a young man in a van in Vietnam. And I can't think of floorboards anymore, whether the front room faces south or north, and I wonder what she bought it for.
That's U.S. Girls off the album Half Free from 2015. U.S. Girls, Megan Remy from Toronto. That song was Damn That Valley. Before that, we heard from Courtney Barnett's Depreston off that lovely, lovely titled album, Sometimes I Sit and Think and Sometimes I Just Sit. Before that, we heard from Daughter and No Care. U.S. Girls touring currently with Slater Kinney in Australia. That would be a pretty good bill, I think. And Courtney Barnett is from Australia. So it's like, just sort of flows. The playlist just sort of flows here on Left Off the Dial.
I see where you're going there. Yeah, Preston or Depreston. Preston is a suburb of Melbourne.
So it's a little play on words there.
It is. Yeah. But, you know, I've watched a lot of Courtney Barnett, and man, I don't know how she remembers all those words. It's a lot of words.
Well, it's on the verge of poetry, right? I mean,
it's pretty clever stuff.
Yeah.
Pretty clever stuff.
For sure.
Preston is also in the electoral division of Batman.
Say that again?
Yeah, I know. It's pretty complicated. One of my greatest, I lived in Australia for 3 years, and one of the greatest disappointments was that when I went to Melbourne, I went to Batman Street. I thought that that was a pretty awesome people that would name a street after Batman, but it turns out it's just named after a dude named John Batman.
Was he a cricket player by any chance?
No, but he was a really bad man. There are a lot of monuments, bridges, streets named after him, but okay. He killed a lot of Aboriginal people.
So was he a bad man? Was it bad man or is it
Batman? Okay. But he was also a bad man. I looked it up here. His neighbor in Tasmania said that he was a rogue, thief, cheat, and liar, a murderer of blacks, and the vilest man I've ever known. There you go. Preston.
Somewhere that, glorifies that kind of behavior, unfortunately.
No, in the 1800s.
In the 1800s, okay.
But, you know, it wasn't long ago. It wasn't that long ago.
No, it's true. It's true. Depreston. That's a great, I mean, I had no idea that that was the context of the name of that song. It's a good name, for sure. We're going to switch gears here. We're going to go a little electronic and a little psychedelic. Next up, we've got a tune from a friend of mine who has released this demos and B-sides album as the Parish of Little Clifton. The song is Triggers. Simon Birchfoot is the drummer for Jordan Clausen, and he's drummed in my house several times during house concerts, but has this side project, which he says this is the last release from this side project. But we'll see. I think they have another electronic project on the go. But this is some good stuff. Here it is. It's Triggers on Left Off the Dial.
If you have a way to save,
Underground, I've heard it all before. Sick like all my bones that break when they talk. I don't know if I'll walk if you're not by my side. What it means to belong, that's all that we want. I've heard you run away just to be the same as all that they want. I heard you were gone by the morning, so I climbed to my phone to whisper her no more. And every time I look, I lose control. I'll find this girl who yells, who sleeps beneath. Where I hid my heart, I wish you could have seen all the black between the day you stole my time and the night when you became mine. Oh, you won't hold my hand, you're gone where we see the sun is rising last. All of its glory, I think you forgot if you ever cared for me. So I climb to my fall to whisper's heart no more. And every time I look, I lose control. I'll find this girl who yells, who sees beneath.
Montreal, that's Cœur de Pirate off the Roses album. That's The Climb. Before that, we heard from Vancouver's Morning Coup off of Baby Blue, and the song was I Will Never Die. And we started that set off with The Parish of Little Clifton, a recently released Demos and B-Sides EP with the song Triggers. A little different.
Yeah, if you're wearing headphones.
It's Tim.
Pretty stereo.
Yeah, well, it's too good effect, I guess, right? What'd you think of that Morning Coup?
Yeah, I like that one.
Very psychedelic.
Very, yeah. Lots going on.
Yeah,
lots
for sure. Let's switch gears here. We're going to head out to Midland, Ontario. And this album was released in 2015 as well. It's Born Ruffians is the band. The album is Ruff. Reminds me of my dog, Ruff.
McRuff.
McRuff. That's what he looks like anyways. The song is Yawn Tears. right here on Left Off the Dial, CFUZ Peach City Radio.
Thank you.
You're listening to Left Off the Dial. This is Dave. I'm here with Tim. And that was Suede going way back. Well, that's a brand new album from Suede, but that Suede takes me way back to the 90s. Albums like Dogman Star, which was like, I think, one of their most popular, well, their most popular release, I think, in the 90s, I would have to say. Anyway, that was pretty good. The song was Outsiders. Before that, we heard from Faith Healer, who is from Edmonton, I believe, but off of Mint Records in Vancouver. The album's Cosmic Troubles, and the song was Universe. And we started that off with Born Ruffians, off the album Rough, with Yawn Tears.
Do you think Faith Healer knows the sensational Alex Harvey band? That was their big song in the 70s. There was this guy kind of like before Kiss, maybe mm-hmm. right at the same time, that he'd wear like mime makeup. It was really weird.
Okay.
Like glam rock. You got to check that out on the YouTubes, kids. It's pretty,
what
pretty
was that?
Bizarre.
Faith Healer, the song Faith Healer?
Or? Yeah, the yeah. song was Faith Healer.
Okay.
The band was the Sensational Alex Harvey Band.
Maybe we'll have to.
That's a pretty weird band name. It really sticks out.
We'll have to dig that up for a future episode. Play it against some Faith Healer.
Yeah. There you go.
theme show. And then Suede, did you know that Ricky Gervais was an early manager of Suede?
Ricky Gervais, that must have been rough. Yeah, he's pretty cutting.
No kidding.
I bet when they were late for band practice, he really gave it to him.
Well, that maybe was a little bit before his current persona.
Yeah. Boy, he and that guy giggles a lot, man.
He does. I can imagine hanging out with him would be pretty fun.
Yeah.
But only for a little while.
Yeah.
Next up is actually a band that you tweaked me to called Beach Slang. What do you know about Beach Slang?
Oh man, favorite album last year. That was great. That's a right? great album. It's got quite a long name, the album, but I don't even remember.
The things we do to find people who feel like us.
Something like that. Man, that's yeah. a lot of words to stick on. But you know, this album, really good. The song, really good.
Well, why don't we it's already up there. Let's give it a listen. Here's Bad Art and Weirdo Ideas, Beach Slang on Left Off the Dial, Peach City Radio.
We'll be right back. featureless stranger upon the ridge. Don't fear on your approach this shade all the way. Ava Maria, I am your dog. There on the horizon line, I'll be your man inside. There on the horizon line, I'll cut it off.
right, that was Ott with On the Line from their 2015 release Sun Coming Down. And we heard from Beach Slang before that, Bad Art and Weirdo Ideas off the album Things We Do to Find People Who Feel Like Us. What'd you think of that Ott?
I dedicate that to Ian.
Hey, Ian. Why so? Yeah. We miss Ian here, but he'll be back next week on Left Off the Dial, temporary little away from the show. But we sure do miss him, and he'll be back, and I'd like to thank you for sitting in with us today, Tim.
Sure, thanks for having me, Radio Land.
We're looking forward to Tim's new show, as he said, in the next couple of years. It'll come online on Peach City Radio sometime. But we love it when people let us know what they think of the show. What did you think of the music you heard? What did you think of anything? If you have something you want us to play, if you're an artist and you want to submit your track to us, send us an email, leftoffthedial@peachcityradio.org. We'd love to hear from you, and we'd love to try and get your music onto our show. And you know what? Peach City Radio is coming along. Studio's looking great. Hopefully you had a chance to come out to our volunteer night last week, but if you didn't, check out our website. Lots of progress happening there. Become a member. Support our Raise the Radio campaign. Send us some dollars so that we can send you some radio waves in the future. We're looking forward to doing that. Are you excited about that?
I am. I'm excited to see the new studio.
Oh, you haven't seen it yet?
No, I've been busy. Man. Been busy,
man. Well, it's going to be pretty cool. I can say that.
I'm looking forward to it. That'll be cool.
We've been sanding drywall for like a week straight.
Right on.
It's full of dust.
I know.
But it's going to be good. It's going to be good. So with that, we'll leave you with what you hear in the background is Ty Siegel off of Emotional Mugger. Another track off Emotional Mugger. This one's the title track / Leopard Priestess. So catch us next time on Left Off the Dial. Next week, same time, same place. And stay tuned for some really great community radio shows coming up after us here on Peach City Radio, and also on local FM 107.3 in St. John, New Brunswick. Catch you next time.